Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is in here. Always nice to see Sammy.
Always good to be with you, buddy.
Yes.
I love you so much.
Thank you, Sammy. And me too.
You love you too?
I love you.
Oh, I love you. Yay.
Brian and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Steph?
Hey.
Hey, how about Conway, Simon, and McDonald?
You mean Sam Simon?
And Norm MacDonald.
And Norm MacDonald?
Are you serious?
Yes. It's a great idea, man. I don't think
that's
they'll do it.
That's too many names. That marquee's too long.
First of all, Norm MacDonald gets millions of dollars a week when he does his sitcom, and Sam Simon's worth $200 million.
He gets $1 million a week to create sitcoms.
I don't think they'd come in here every night.
You'd be in nice company, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much. George in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Tim. Good.
Hey.
I always hear you do that Wilford Brimley commercial, and I guess it's spreading around because you guys run a commercial with Randy Wang talking about his eye problems, and he doesn't just say something like, I've got this. He goes, you know, I've got. And then whatever his condition is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Are you high, dude?
No, I heard it.
Let me hear it.
Isn't it time for you to start seeing clearly? Hey, it's Randy Wang from the Conway and Whitman Show. You know, I've had 20/20 vision for over 3 years now, thanks to...
Yeah, dude, that's right, man.
And you know, I've had the 20/20 vision.
But I think you're just assuming everybody knows your eye problems, dude.
When I recut the spot, because I have to actually recut it, because now I have to say from the Tim Conway Show. But
dude.
Maybe I should recut and say... I'm Randy Wang, and I got the bad-itis.
I like that.
Yeah, but you know what? There is some arrogance to that.
Isn't it time for you to start seeing clearly? Hey, it's Randy Wang from the Conway and Whitman Show. You know, I've had 20/20 vision for...
Yeah.
He sounds very pompous.
No, wait, here.
Well, I'm not saying you should already know that. It's just a figure. It's an expression. You know, I've done this. You know, I've had 20/20 vision for over 3 years now, thanks to Dr. Musa. Randy Wang from the Conway and Whitman Show. You know, I've had...
Yeah, but why don't you just say I have? Why do you have to say everybody like you know?
Because it's got a rhythm, it's got flow.
But you know, it's like, you know, people
It sounds like you're selling too much.
No, it just sounds like you're like Wilford Brimley. It's like, well, as you know, my eyes weren't working.
I got the bad itis. You know, I've had 20/20 vision for over 3 years now, thanks to Dr. Musa and the Excel Laser Vision Institute. You know, back in 2005, I found Laser Vision Institute. You know, back Vision Institute, Vision Institute. You know,
Spit
back
it out.
In 2005,
All right, there he goes. That's a successful spot, though, huh?
Very successful spot.
Kicking ass.
I got praises for that spot, and that's my first spot.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Randy.
All right,
Wang.
Randy, kicking ass.
How's that eyesight?
Now it's got 20/20 vision.
20/20 vision. Hey, but George,
know.
I agree with you, dude. There's some a little arrogance there, huh?
Yeah, well, that's why I was wondering if it was written or did he just come out and say that?
Oh, babo.
As you know, dude, I have 20/20 vision.
All right, dude. Thanks for pointing that out.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. Man, this audience listens very closely
they
to this
do.
Station.
I mean, it's like a steel trap. Nothing gets by these people.
Not only did he hear that spot, but he also heard the fact that, you know, that Randy's pulling a Wilford Brimley on us. Well, as you know,
I got nearsightis.
I've got the diabetes. All right, let's go to Eric in Irvine. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
All right, what do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask whatever happened with that G-spot that everybody was looking for like 2 years ago.
Who's G-spot?
Somebody's G-spot. We're talking about it in all the shows and all the stuff.
Somebody was looking for a G-spot?
Who lost the G-spot? Anybody at the station lose their G-spot?
I don't know.
Heidi? Yeah, like Teresa or me? Carrie? Like, Gretchen?
Like a year ago or two, like on all the shows, people were talking about it, how to find it. And
oh, I see, right.
Whatever happened with it.
I don't know. Either you found it or you didn't.
Well, I looked for it, and then I stopped looking for it.
Clearly, you weren't very successful.
Yeah, no, it's just like, now it's just going there, and I don't look for it anymore.
I know. Is that your woman in the background?
No, it's just some friends.
So you take care of your G-spot, you forget about her G-spot, and you're good to go.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do you enjoy your Friday?
All right.
All right, there he goes.
Do
you know where yours is?
Well, yeah. Do you know where yours is?
The G-spot?
Yeah.
I don't have a G-spot.
You have a prostate.
Yeah, but I don't have a G-spot.
Well, that's your G-spot.
But you know where yours is?
Yeah, well, I found it.
You have?
How
did you look for it?
Well, I'm 42. Well, you know, honestly, you know how I found it?
No.
By accident. I was with a guy with a very small penis.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And he found it.
And he found it.
Is
like
that
it,
right?
It ended at the right spot, that G spot.
Wow. So that guy was a big turn on to you.
Huge. And I've actually had a fascination with small penis men ever since.
Oh. Sam, you're not supposed to talk about your and Jerry's relationship.
All right, Randy, get out of here, you douchebag. What's wrong with you? All right.
It's not the size.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
It's the motion of the ocean.
All right. Let's talk to, Carmelo in Redlands. You're on 97.1. How are you?
What up?
Hey.
Chilling. What's going on? You know, just calling, tell Sam I got it back on the whole making marijuana legal and stuff.
Yeah. Good for you.
Oh, hell yeah. You know, we got to stay on that herb.
All right.
It slows things down for us and helps to get through the day a lot faster.
Yeah, I don't know how much slower you want society, though.
That's true.
Well, let's just say I'm...
And you sound pretty slow, Carmelo.
I think you're at the rock bottom, dude.
I'm good.
You know, I'd like to have like
right, thanks, dude.
Like I'd like to organize a protest, like legalize pot, and I think everybody should do it naked. And like walk down Santa Monica Boulevard where all the pot co-ops and dispensaries are.
And to try to legalize it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're walking by people who are selling it legally.
I know,
but I'm just... What's the protest?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's where they're all located and just do it. It's like walking down the red light district to make prostitution legal, almost.
Where it's legal.
Right. But right. What I'm saying is, what better place to get a lot of attention of people who do that? It's on the street where it's all being done. So
right.
We get a bunch of people naked and protest to make it legal.
But do you really want it to be legal?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes. And prostitution. I want that to be legal, too.
But why would you want... I mean, how would it affect your life if weed became legal?
I would never have to have my heart skip a beat the next time I saw a cop car behind me when I was traveling home from the pot store.
Oh, does that happen?
Well, yeah. You know, even though I have my little recommendation on me.
Aren't you friends with everyone in that sheriff station?
Yeah, pretty much. But you never know. There could be a new guy.
How many cops have you had sex with?
None. Can you believe it?
None?
But I've had a lot in my apartment.
A lot of sex or cops?
Both, but not together.
Never.
I've had a lot of cops in my apartment and a lot of sex in my apartment.
How long have you been in that apartment you're in right now?
Like 3 years.
And how many different guys have...
Well, I had one a-hole for pretty much 6 years, and I dumped him last year.
Right.
So,
how many guys since then? Not too much
action in that apartment.
No?
Yeah.
Well, you got that cat, that old cat buzzing around.
Oh,
that
little thing's about to die.
Oh, is that right? Are you going to miss it?
Yeah, dude. I'm very scared for myself. I'm going to be... Will you check on me when my cat dies? Because
I'll be the first one over.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I call you first?
Sure.
You won't answer. You'll go straight to voicemail.
If that cat dies, I'll answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next time you and I will talk is when that cat's dead.
No! Because it could die in a year. I want to talk to you before a year from now, dude.
All right.
That's not fair.
Sammy, how old is that cat?
21 this year. Come on.
Bobo.
And I mean, real people, you're 21 years old, that little F.
Oh, Jesus.
Little Olive.
Over. All right, let's talk to Jess. Sammy. Jess in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Yo, what up?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Sam? Guess the Wicked Clown Juggalo.
Guess is a clown, Tim Conway.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's a real clown.
Cool.
He's one of my callers. Hey, buddy.
What's up? Hey, are you guys going to go to a Dodger game?
When?
Tomorrow.
No, at the Coliseum?
Yeah.
Nah, there's going to be too many people there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's because I was going to go with my face painted.
Oh, he's going to go as a clown, Tim.
No. Please. He's on a $3 phone. Is that a prop? Is that a clown prop that he's talking to?
Dude, Guess the Juggalo Clown is a very nice clown.
Is it Guess?
Yeah.
The Juggalo Clown?
Yeah.
Is he a juggalo?
Yeah, he's...
He juggles.
He juggles and he's a clown.
All right. Let's talk to Brian in Studio City on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I saw Britney Spears today.
Ooh.
Where'd you see her?
I work at the Bally's in Studio City on Ventura Boulevard.
Right.
And I was on a treadmill, and she just happened to walk in. She was with a trainer and a friend. There was no paparazzi, no bodyguard, no nothing.
Wow. How'd you know it was her?
She passed within, like, 2 feet of me. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Britney Spears. What is she doing here?
Wow.
How skanky did she look?
She's not that bad. She is, the sad thing is she just kind of looked, like, you know, a little bit overweight, like, you know, 10, 15 pounds overweight. She had her hair pulled back in a ponytail, and she's wearing an aviator con. And she's wearing aviator sunglasses, so she looked like just about any other blonde girl, you know, that goes into Bally's.
Okay, so her hair is back to blonde?
Yeah, I was blonde.
But she was overweight?
Yeah, it's like her butt looked pretty big, and she had a little bit of a belly. It was kind of sad. And then when I saw her working with a personal trainer in the aerobics room,
right.
She was doing like high skips going across the aerobics room, and she really didn't seem to be into it at all.
You know, I bet she's happy.
Who cares?
I bet she's happy you've called.
I'm sure she's really happy about that. I feel sorry for her, but she'll get better.
All right, Bubba.
You know, Timmy, you know what they say about her? They say, allegedly, supposedly, she's pregnant.
Is that right?
And all the rag mags, because she's sporting like a tummy, like the guy said. She's a little on the poochie side.
Well, good. I'm glad she's having another kid.
Well, they're speculating, of course.
She should have a lot more kids with a lot more guys.
Now, do you really think that she should have another kid, that one with her track record?
Yeah, I think she should have like 6 different kids with 6 different men.
Wow.
Just really, go out there and go for it. No, I don't give a rat's ass if Britney Spears does... There's not a single thing in the world that if Britney Spears did, I go, oh, is that right? I don't give a rat's
ass. What if she stopped global warming? What if she opened a pot dispensary with me?
I am so tired of Britney Spears and who cares where she is.
You wouldn't care if she opened a pot store with me?
What she's doing. Who cares? There's so much time consumed by this woman. She's always in the news. She's always chewing up our time.
Annoying. It's annoying.
It's enough already with Britney Spears. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live. Sam Phillips joins us.
Thank
right
you,
here
buddy.
On 97.1 Free FM.
Your hair looks great.
Hey!
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Did I kill the bit?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, Gretchen and Luke's come up at 11 o'clock.
I love her.
Yeah.
She just walked in the building. Look how hot she is.
Take you all the way to 1 o'clock. Gretchen and the Lukes. All right. Let's talk to Jack in Northridge. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Babu. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Right. Hey, just wondering if you had a chance to talk to the old ex King of the Damage last couple of days, and what's he up to?
Oh, Whitman?
Yeah.
No, he's emailed me, and I've emailed him, and we've exchanged calls, but I haven't spoken.
Oh, all right.
But it's only been since, I think, Friday? Thursday?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of you guys, and I'm still going to listen to you, so
best of luck. Thank you, dude. I appreciate it, man.
Take care of yourself.
All right, see you, dude. Stud, there you go.
That's very nice.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Razzle in Oxnard. You're on 97.1. How are you? Raz. Done. Robert, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, props to Whitman. I liked him. I miss that guy. I wanted to ask Sam about getting on going to a dispensary. Can I do that without having to worry about getting on like a watchdog type thing? Where they're going to be looking at me somehow?
Well,
do they keep your name?
Well, you go to a doctor that gives you a prescription.
Any doctor?
No, it has to be someone that gives you a prescription for medicinal marijuana. I don't think every doctor has the balls to do it. I think only some are willing to.
Right.
So, but then once you have that prescription, doctors aren't allowed to share your records. So you're safe there.
And it's good for a while?
It depends upon the doctor and where you get it. Usually the first one's good for 6 months. The second time you go, it's good for a year, and it's $150 each time you go. Some places it's cheaper. It's $100, $125. There's one place I heard it's $75. So, you know, they're competitive. They differ.
Hmm.
And then once you check into your dispensary, with your driver's license, they scan it, and you know the black barcode on the back of your license. They just scan you through, and everything comes up in the computer. I know when they did those raids. Remember, we were talking about the raids a year ago.
Right.
They did not seize any computers from any of the dispensaries that they raided.
Well, that's
good. They didn't take any of our patient information.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, now, does your insurance pay for your pot?
I haven't had the balls to do it yet, but I've heard that because it's medicine, you can write off or attempt to try and write it off.
Oh, you can?
You can.
All right. But your health insurance company is not going to pay for your weed.
No.
Do you have health insurance?
Oh, but you know what? You know what I just heard? Yes, I do. But you know what I just heard? Kaiser. I think Kaiser is now prescribing marijuana.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, we should look that up. That's what I heard from an insurance broker friend of mine, that Kaiser is now, Kaiser Hospitals, is recommending marijuana as a medicine to their patients.
Is that right?
Yes.
Look at that. Kaiser, man.
See, now I'm a big fan of Kaiser once I heard that.
All right. Let's take another phone call here. How about Fernando in Burbank? You're on 97.1 free. I'm sorry. Robert, we didn't finish with you. You want anything else?
Hey.
Yeah.
No? Right, yeah. That's good for him.
Fernando in Burbank. You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just want to talk about how the cops over here in Burbank are always hassling me about my marijuana, man.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
In Burbank?
Yeah, right in Burbank. These cops are like little douches.
Now, do you have a prescription, Fernando?
Kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah, it's more like my cousin Angel has it, and he just gives me some.
Okay, now, but see, the prescription, it would say Angel on it, but your name's Fernando. So unless Angel just gives you some of his prescription weed, but you need to actually have the prescription on you, and then you don't get busted by the cops.
Yeah, but I think the whole problem will be solved if marijuana was just legalized and it would put a tax on it instead of at the liquor stores or something.
Yeah, see, I agree with you, Fernando, and they do put a tax on it, believe it or not, but it's for the state. Now, if the government, you know, the feds, if they put a tax on it, then we'd be good.
I know, but it'd still be good, you know, buying a box of, like, a couple of joints rolled up.
Yeah, like a cigarette, like a box of cigarettes.
Yeah, I'm sure
fantastic.
The cigarette companies will get involved as well.
Oh, you know they
All
will.
All right, thanks, dude.
They'll be the first people to market marijuana joints.
Yes. All right, folks, anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Lakers by 3 points.
Now, I thought those Lakers were doing good. What happened?
They just lost to the crappiest team on the planet.
No, but didn't a week ago, weren't they doing good?
Yeah. How does Memphis beat the Lakers? Oh, I don't get it. And they're 19 and 53.
There's John Ireland. Do you know he helped give me my start in radio?
Is that right?
Him and Steve Mason.
All right. Do you have the ability to put the audio on for Channel 9? All right. Well, let's see if they're explaining how the Los Angeles Lakers lost.
And it's John Ireland. I love
him. And you
know
where they lost? In the Staples Center.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crushing.
And they get a chance to actually turn that into a song. And as you said, play it in front of people is a really,
Channel
really
9,
fun process.
Dude. Not Channel 7. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the K-Cal.
Yeah, it's on
Jerry?
K-Cal.
Wachowski.
You can't put it on?
I just felt like it was way too much penetration. And we give up 6-7 3-point plays on a natural style.
This is Phil Jackson, Lakers coach.
Guys aren't closing off the lane. Offensive rebounds are bothering us.
Maybe we're not staying with the guys all the way to the basket. Maybe we're not being talkative enough. I don't really know. I mean, all I know is that we're trying to play hard, so unfortunately it's not going our way right now. But I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that question.
We just have to play for each other. I mean, that's on both ends of the floor. Offensively and defensively, we really just have to, you know, have each other's back no matter what. Rotate, play harder. I mean, we're not playing very hard right now. We should be. No excuse about who we're playing against or what the situation is. We had a chance to, you know, be in sole possession in the first place. And we definitely should be right now. But we dug ourselves a little hole, and we just have to fight and find a way to come together and get back.
Wow.
And, of course, Gary, the West is so tight,
John
as
Ireland.
You alluded to, that the Lakers now are in jeopardy of not only getting a top seed, but a top four seed. You mentioned Phoenix has tied them in the loss column, which means they could lose the division, they could lose the lead in the Western Conference like they did tonight, and could fall to the 5, 6, 7, or 8 spot, which would cost them home court advantage in a first-round playoff series. Everything is up in the air over these last 9 games now after these shocking back-to-back losses to two of the worst teams in all of the NBA. We had this circled as a couple of victories. Instead, they go down twice. I'm John Ireland at Staples Center. Back to you for now.
Love you, John.
All right, but how about that? The Los Angeles Lakers lose to the Memphis Grizzlies, and they lost at home. There was a 14-point spread in that game. The Lakers were 14-point favorites. They lost by three, so that's a 17-point swing.
You know, it's so funny. When I was sort of half listening to all that, because, you know, I'm a chick. And, you know, that's sports, and that's not really up my alley. All I heard was not enough penetration, need to rotate, not talkative enough, play more for each other. I'm like, damn, it sounds like a relationship. It doesn't sound like sports.
It sounds like your complaints with your boyfriend. Not enough rotation.
Not enough penetration.
All right, let's talk to Jason in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy.
Yeah.
Hey, what about bringing Nate as your co-host?
Oh, you know what? Nate actually was going to come on. I think he's going to come on next week. That's Malibu Dan's friend. He's a complete mess. He lives at home. He's 36, 37 years old, lives at home in the basement of his mom's house.
But that guy's a riot, though, whenever he's on.
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
Well, you let him out of the house. Clearly, he's going to have a good time.
I mean, he's the guy that takes odd jobs. You like work at a pumpkin patch.
Really, I have a job for him.
Is that right?
Yeah. How much does he charge?
He likes to get about $5 an hour.
I'd go up to 10.
Is that right?
Yeah.
For what? What would you like to do?
Just odd stuff, returning some of my fan mail stuff. And
returning what?
I get tons of fan mail. They want all kinds of like naked photos and stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah, Yanara helps me.
When you
me
say
out.
Tons, what does that mean?
Like I don't just folders and folders full.
How many?
Like a lot.
How many pieces of fan mail a week?
At least 20.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy Christ. Where do they send it? A penthouse? Do they send it to you?
They send it to my P.O. box. They send it here to the radio station. I started getting boxes of it and not returning it for kind of like the last couple of years.
Oh, Bubba. You got to return it. Those fans are going to turn on you.
No, I know. I know. I have been. I've been having Yanara here at the station. I've been paying her to help me. That's what I'm saying. I could get Nate in on it.
All right, Jason. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. There he goes. But yeah, that Nate is hysterical. He's Malibu Dan's good friend. And
I love Malibu Dan.
Complete mess.
Anybody who's a friend of Malibu Dan is a friend of mine.
Bernie in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, leave a room for a little Sophie. Play it safe on the global warming stuff thing.
The what?
The global warming? Play it safe so your daughter has a world in the future there.
Listen, I think it's happening. I just don't think that mankind's doing it.
What's wrong with controlling population, pollution? I mean,
you don't think we're contributing in any way, shape, or form, even a tiny bit?
I don't really believe that. I don't believe that we're overpopulated either, though.
Oh, I do.
We're not.
I think there's too many peeps.
Have you ever driven to Vegas?
Yeah.
When you leave Apple Valley to Vegas, there's nobody.
That's very funny.
Nobody lives out there.
Yeah,
try
but soon
the other way in the morning. Down the 15.
That's I know, funny. But nobody lives in that area.
Yeah, but you know what? Soon enough, within 20 years, that'll all be populated because they're going to be moving up north.
I don't think so.
Yes, there's already so many buildings and peeps, you know, west. It's just going to go east and north.
Listen, we have plenty of space for people.
I don't know.
We have plenty of resources. Just don't worry about it. I mean, in your life, you shouldn't worry about stuff like that, like overpopulation.
I just want to worry when I'm getting my next bag of weed.
That's all you should worry about,
yes,
Sammy. Your next
things.
Sack of weed.
Yes, and when my cat's going to die. These are the important things in my world.
All right. Matt in Huntington Beach, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, what's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to add a little bit to the young lady talking about the marijuana. You know,
I am not a lady, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to insult you
like that.
That's okay. My name is Sam. Go ahead.
All right, Sam. Well, you know, one of the nice things, too, is that as soon as you go get your prescription card, most of those dispensaries will give you a complimentary quarter or gram if they're cheap on that. And also, like you were saying, the cigarette companies, they're going to be the last people to jump on marijuana. They're going to be the, you know, Coors is one of the largest donors to anti-marijuana campaigns in the United States.
That's because it's illegal right now. Wait till it's legal. I guarantee you those cigarette companies will be the first people to market it.
Well, of course, but they're going to go,
They've already got the plants. They've already got the packaging, the plants,
exactly.
The production facilities. You just swap out product, pot for nicotine.
All right. I'd like to thank Sammy Bonacucci for coming in.
Do not talk about my coochie like that. How dare you?
And also thank you to Gina and Jerry and Randy. They're all kicking ass behind the scenes here every week and get very little credit. And we'll see you tomorrow. I'm sorry, Monday, right after the Likas show. And stay tuned for Gretchen and the Lukes.
Yay.
Coming up next, it's Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Thanks,
God bless.
Sammy.
Thank you for having me, Timmy.
Tim, do you have any plans for after they fire you?
In June?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to take a little time off. I'm probably going to Santa Anita every day.
Okay. Yeah. You don't plan on moving to Oregon or anything?
Maybe.
They're never going to fire. You know what? You're a lifer here. Nah. You're going to die with the brand.
It's almost over. This guy's right.
It's no.
It's this guy understands. I mean, I've been trying to tell management. I've had nothing to say for 7 years. You in on the global warming? You out? You had enough of it? Canadian Al Gore style assful of it?